The nearly 90-degree heat didn't keep supporters of Hillary Clinton from filling a building at a Columbus area high school. The room didn't have air conditioning, but that didn't stop some repeat Hillary attendees, such as retired teacher Jane Boyer of Upper Arlington.
Well, this is not the first time I've seen Hillary. Every chance I get, I come see her. And I've got my woman card with me, and I'm happy to have a woman running.
Millennial Zach Bernstein of Columbus was there for a different reason. He was part of an AARP campaign.
I want to hear her talk about Social Security. It's not really a big thing that you'd hear from someone who's 25, but I think it's an incredibly important issue.
But that wasn't the issue that Clinton focused on in her speech. She talked about the economy, and specifically how she thinks presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump would wreck it. She told the crowd Trump would treat it like a game.
Well, actually, it's not like that at all. The full faith and credit of the United States is not something we just gamble away. That could cause an economic catastrophe.
Clinton didn't give a lot of specifics about her own economic plans, but she did say hers would focus on improving salaries of workers as well as the education and medical needs of families. And when it comes to tax plans, Clinton said Trump's was bad for middle-class families.
Under Donald Trump's plan, these Wall Street millionaires will pay a lower tax rate than many working people. And of course, Donald himself would get a huge tax cut from his own plan. But we don't know exactly how much because he won't release his tax returns.
Clinton mocked Trump a bit when referring to his business practices. She said he had a pattern of leaving others to pick up the tab when his businesses ran into trouble.
Donald Trump has said he's qualified to be president because of his business record. A few days ago, he said, and I quote, "I'm going to do for the country what I did for my business." So let's take a look at what he did for his business. He's written a lot of books about business. They all seem to end at chapter 11.
As Clinton railed on in her speech, Trump himself was firing back on his Twitter account. He said Clinton defrauded the country by using her job as Secretary of State as, quote, "a personal hedge fund to get herself rich," unquote. The Ohio Republican Party put out a written statement citing a new Quinnipiac poll that shows voters trust Trump to create jobs more than they trust Hillary Clinton. Clinton didn't lay out specifics for her plans, but then again, some weren't really expecting that anyway. Pat Merriman of suburban Columbus said she'd been a Hillary Clinton fan for decades and was there to witness history.
It's startling to just be part of history. I mean, what else can you say besides that?
Of course, if Clinton receives the nomination as is expected, that would be historic. And it would make history if she became the first woman president elected president of the United States. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.